saved Zero's life, but it was now destroying him from the inside. He wondered how long it would be before he too felt the effects. He looked at Big Thumb. It didn't seem any closer than when they first started out. Zero took a deep breath and managed to sit up. "Can you walk?" Stanley asked him. "Just give me a second," Zero said. He took another breath, then, using the shovel, pulled himself back to his feet. He gave Stanley the thumbs-up sign, and they continued. Sometimes Stanley would try to go for a long while without looking at Big Thumb. He'd make a mental snapshot of how it looked, then wait maybe 10 minutes before looking at it again to see if it seemed closer. It never did. It was like chasing the moon. And if they ever reached it, he realized, then they'd still have to climb it. "I wonder who she was," said Zero.
"Who?"
"Mary Lou," said Zero. Stanley smiled. "I guess she was once a real person on a real lake. It's hard to imagine."
Remember, Zero and Stanley don't know that Mary Lou is the name of Sam's donkey. We actually know quite a bit more about what's going on than Stanley and Zero do, because the author has filled us in with all those flashbacks. We know all about Kate Barlow and Sam, and how Kate became an outlaw. But Stanley only knows a little about his great-grandfather from family stories, and Zero doesn't seem to know any of this story. We're on page 161 at the line near the bottom that reads, "I bet she was pretty."
"I bet she was pretty," said Zero. "Somebody must have loved her a lot to name a boat after her." "Yeah," said Stanley. "I bet she looked great in a bathing suit, sitting in the boat while her boyfriend rowed." Zero used the shovel as a third leg. Two legs weren't enough to keep him up. "I got to stop and rest," he said after a while. Stanley looked at Big Thumb. It still didn't look any closer.